This is a podcast from WOR. Welcome back to the Wilner Windows, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg, and I'm here with our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell. We are talking about nutritional supplements in general and health. There's a couple topics that came up last week that I would like to find a few moments to talk about, but we have a number of people that have been waiting on the phone, so let's at least take one of the phone calls before we start talking again. Norma from the Bronx, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
Oh, I want to ask about my grandson. He's going to be 8 years next month. He don't live here. He live in DR. He born premature, 2 pounds. And I wanted to know if he can have a St. John Wort. No, ginkgo biloba, and he can have ginkgo, ginseng, and ginkgo. Can he have that?
Okay, you want to know whether your young grandson, 8 years old, can take ginkgo biloba?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is his health?
He go to a specialist that give him like some kind of therapy, and She told my daughter that he can have that.
Okay, let me answer your question for you real quickly, okay? I'm not quite sure I understand what the underlying problem is, but I can tell you whether or not an 8-year-old could perhaps take ginkgo biloba and what form might be appropriate. Ginkgo biloba, of course, is an herb that's very rich in antioxidants and it seems to enhance the circulation both peripherally and vascularly. So it's a very popular herb. For an 8-year-old child, number one, if he's under medical care, you should double check with the doctor first. If it's okay, what I would suggest, you know, this is the ideal time to use a liquid preparation. Ginkgo biloba comes in liquid forms, not just in capsules, okay? So for a child, the advantage of taking it in liquid form is that you can adjust the dosage very easily. In other words, if the dose for an adult would be 30 drops. For an 8-year-old child, you might start with 12 to 15 drops. Okay, and an 8-year-old is almost at a point where I would say a half a dose, half an adult dose on something like a ginkgo or a supplement would be a good starting point. So a liquid product. We have, for example, liquid ginkgo biloba in the Wilner Phytotech line. It comes in 1-ounce bottles. It comes as a regular tincture. It also comes in an alcohol-free version. And once again, you might prefer the alcohol-free version for the 8-year-old. I would start with half of the labeled dosage and go on from there. Dr. Podell, any additional thoughts?
Yeah, basically, I have seen studies on, just recently saw a study on preventing migraine headaches with ginkgo in children, so I know it is used in children, and you are correct, you want to lower the dose. And, of course, check with the doctor because we don't really know what the doctor's treating.
Okay. Okay, Norma, thank you for that call. I hope that's of some help for you. I'm going to take a little break from the phones. I'll tell you what, those of you who would like to get lined up, with your calls. We will get back to the phones in a few minutes. The phone number, 1-800-321-0710. But I want to take a minute to comment on the article that I think Jane Brody wrote a week ago. Maybe it was 2 weeks, but I think it was earlier this past week. It was in the New York Times, and I thought it was worth commenting on for a couple of reasons. For one thing, I get a kick out of, you know, what was it, 2-3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, there was all this stuff in the news about how vitamins will make you die more quickly and make your hair fall out and all kinds of terrible things about taking vitamins. And now, you know, one or two people said to me, Don, why don't you talk about these studies? Well, because they weren't newsworthy. You know, just because something like this gets talked about on the news doesn't mean that it's really a newsworthy item. And it didn't make sense. Everybody agreed that the conclusions didn't make any sense. So, you know, why bother even talking about it? Well, and of course, as we know, there's a constant stream of positive studies showing how various vitamins help your health. So, you know, why pay attention to these oddball things? Anyway, and sure enough, here's Jane Brody writing an article in the Times. Could it be old age or could it be low B12? And I thought this was a very fascinating study. What she was basically pointing out is that people who are diagnosed with early Alzheimer's disease or related conditions because they exhibit all the symptoms of early Alzheimer's, forgetfulness, disorientation, all of these things, it turns out that in some cases, it's not Alzheimer's at all. It's a vitamin B12 deficiency. Now, this is, you know, for those of you, and I'm in this category, my mother, unfortunately, is going through this phase. For those of you who have parents or relatives who are showing the signs of this terrible condition, to find out that it may respond to vitamin B12 supplementation is I think, a very important piece of information. The problem is that B12 levels aren't always checked, and more important, it doesn't take an overt deficiency of vitamin B12 to start causing the symptoms. You know, I'll quote from the article, a severe B12 deficiency can result in some anemia and so forth, which can be picked up by the ordinary blood test. But the less dramatic symptoms of a B12 deficiency may include muscle weakness, fatigue, shakiness, unsteady gait, incontinence, low blood pressure, depression, and other mood disorders, and cognitive problems like poor memory. So, plus, as you get older, folks, you have a harder time to absorb vitamin B12. Less stomach acid makes it harder to absorb B12 from food. People who eat less in general obviously have a greater chance of a B12 deficiency. People who have cut back on their intake of animal foods, because that's where you find B12, in liver and red meats and turkey and fish and shellfish. If you don't eat those kinds of foods, you're not getting vitamin B12, which of course means vegetarians definitely need to be supplementing with vitamin B12. If you're taking antacids, chronic users of acid-suppressing drugs like Prilosec, Prevacid, Nexium, and ulcer medications are at greater risk of developing B12 deficiency. So, to make a long story short, it would be prudent, I would think, for anybody, especially as they get older, to make sure that they're getting B12 supplementation in either their regular supplement regimen, or if you're looking at somebody who is getting older and starting to exhibit some of those early signs of what you might think would be Alzheimer's, I would put them on B12, because B12 is not expensive. It's not toxic. Why not? Now, it used to be, of course, that everybody thought that the only way to get B12 was to do it by injection. We know now that that's not really the case. However, to do it orally, what you do need to do is use very high dosages. You don't look at the RDAs when you're taking oral B12. You want to be looking at a supplement that contains 1,000, 2,000, even more micrograms per dose, at least once a day at that level, 1 or 2,000 micrograms a day. If somebody's in early or looks like they're in early Alzheimer's, I would go a couple thousand micrograms, maybe even twice a day for a while, and see if, and give it a couple of months and see if you notice some improvement. In the article that Jane Brody wrote, she gave some examples of people that had remarkable levels of improvement with a B12 supplementation. They mentioned, and you know, when Arnie was talking with Joan Hamburg about this earlier in the week, Joan was interested in lollipop forms and patches. I wouldn't do that. And I don't really think that sublingual has been shown to really be sublingual, but it doesn't matter. Usually you'll see them marketed as a sublingual lozenge. And, okay, fine, you can put that sublingual lozenge under your tongue, and one of two things is going to happen. Either it will be absorbed sublingually, or more likely, in my opinion, you'll end up swallowing it gradually and it'll be absorbed from your stomach, okay? But either way, it will be absorbed if you take a high enough dose. Dr. Podell.
I agree with you. I think that any person who is beginning to show signs that might be dementia, among the things that must be done is measure a vitamin B12 level, measure a thyroid level. Also look at sedimentation rate, which is a gross measure of inflammation. And if any of those three things are present, those have to be addressed first. The real trick that most people don't appreciate about vitamin B12 is that the vitamin B12 blood level really isn't the best test to tell about your vitamin B12 needs. There are some fancy tests that I do, but that I wouldn't expect everybody to know about. But I think, as a general rule, if you're in the bottom half of the, you know, below average in vitamin B12, and you're having any signs that suggest dementia, then you should either get the more sophisticated test called methylmalonic acid, or simply empirically take two milligrams a day, let's say for 2 months, and see if that makes a difference. If there is a B12 deficiency, it'll make a noticeable difference. If not, it doesn't cost much, it doesn't have any toxicities, so you might as well do it.
Yeah, the other thing I didn't mention in terms of choosing a supplement, you can also utilize the coenzymated form of B12, methylcobalamin dibencoside, which is supposedly absorbed even better as well. Okay?
Yes.
All right. If you have any questions about that or anything else, give us a call, 1-800-321-0710, and we will get back to the phones as soon as we take this short break. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back in a moment. Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So, well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course. Okay, this year, as you know, we've been celebrating Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary. Not too many companies manage to stay in business for that long. What's the secret to a successful 100 years? Well, in Wilner's case, we think it has something to do with creating a pleasant shopping experience, carrying a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and, perhaps most important, providing professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all of this while offering some of the best discount pricing you will find. Now, to celebrate the 100-year anniversary, we're offering extra special deals with discounts up to 50% off. Be sure to take advantage of these great deals while you can. It's going to end at the end of this year. Check our website, Wilner.com, for both the regular seasonal sales as well as these special anniversary sale discounts. To receive our quarterly catalog and sale flyer mailings, by the way, be sure you're on the Wilner Chemist mailing list. It's easy. You can do it on our website, Wilner.com, or by telephone at 1-800-633-1106, extension 7. 1-800-633-1106, or, of course, you can do it while you're in the store. Where are the stores? Well, we have two stores in Manhattan and one in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to the phones in just a moment. Now, every day, your body deals with stress, toxins, and the effect of aging, all of which take a toll on the levels of good bacteria within your digestive tract, leading to digestive issues like gas, bloating, and occasional constipation. With new Primadophilus Optima high-potency probiotics, you can restore digestive balance. Primadophilus Optima probiotics are a natural way to help support digestion and overall health. Primadophilus Optima probiotics are available in potent 60, 90, and 100 billion active probiotic cultures per capsule, providing the highest levels of good bacteria available. And the targeted release capsule ensures direct release into the intestines where you need it most. Best of all, Primadophilus Optima probiotics are guaranteed potent for the entire shelf life, so you can be assured you're getting the most effective support available. Restore your digestive balance with new Primadophilus Optima high potency probiotics exclusively from Nature's Way.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at Wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell. You're listening to The World in the Window, and we're talking about nutritional supplements. I see we have some interesting questions lined up on the caller board. We also have one or two open lines, so if you would like to get into the queue, as they say, you can call now. Our number is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Oh, you know what? I just remembered there was one thing I want to tell everybody about, and then we'll get to the phones real quickly. This is a holiday season, and a lot of you would like to give gifts that are health-promoting gifts. Well, let me make a suggestion. We have gift certificates available at Wilner Chemists, any denomination that you would like. We fix up a nice certificate. Looks real nice. And I'm going to offer you a little extra bonus. Nobody knows about this yet. I'm going to tell them at the store first thing tomorrow morning. But here's what I'm going to propose. If you order gift certificates totaling at least $50, we will give you a nice Wilner Chemist tote bag, a reusable, environmentally friendly tote bag, very attractive. If you order gift certificates totaling over $100, I will not only give you the tote bag, but I will put a nice bamboo natural fiber Wilner Chemist t-shirt in the bag for you as a bonus gift as well, okay? So a gift certificate's available at Wilner Chemist as a little bonus. $50, you get a tote bag. $100 or more, you get a tote bag and a T-shirt. Wow, what a deal. Tell them that Don Goldberg said that's the deal, okay? All right, anyway, let's get to the telephones. And Elizabeth in Manhattan, welcome to the World in the Window. What can we do for you today?
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm hypothyroid with Hashimoto's. I take 112 mcgs of Synthroid every day. And I was recently diagnosed with high protein in my blood, in particular with immunoglobulin G, which was at 1850, being about 500 points over. I also take 10 milligrams of Lipitor at night, and I was told by someone that perhaps resveratrol would help this condition of too much protein. I'm also going to get a fancy blood test, but I'm wondering if you can suggest anything.
This is why I'm glad that I have Dr. Podell here helping me out.
Okay, the IgG class of protein is where a lot of the body's antibodies that go in the blood are. It's not quite the same thing, but think of it as gamma globulin. And if it's high, that could mean that your body's reacting to something and that it's being appropriately high, and then you have to find what it's stimulating. But in some cases, it can be due to either what's called benign or malignant, called gammopathy, that is pathological increase of the gamma of the globulin, and the doctor has to figure that out. Now, most of these are benign, but there's a small group of people where it's related to blood cancers, multiple myeloma, and so on. So The first step is that to figure out to make sure that in fact it is benign. Okay, it isn't all that high, so it probably is a secondary reactive to something else. But that's about as far as I could say.
And does it have something to do with Hashimoto's? Because another nutritional person suggested that.
The answer is I don't know. I'm not aware of that as a typical feature, but it wouldn't surprise me, again, because in Hashimoto's you have an overactive immune system, so it wouldn't surprise me if the gamma globulins would go up.
Can you hold on, Elizabeth? We have to take a quick break for the traffic. We'll get back to you in just a moment, okay?
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a board-certified heart surgeon for over 40 years, maybe even more, now practicing integrative medicine for more than a decade. I have an important message about healthcare today, and that is the high cost of repair. Not everything's covered, and conventional medicine doesn't do it all. In today's environment, prevention is key. Vitamins and nutrients play a very big role, but for most people, it's still one big and expensive mix-and-match puzzle. All of these different jars and capsules to deal with. Well, now the puzzle is solved. ProPax with NT Factor is the daily all-inclusive regimen that solves the puzzle and beats the cost. 5 tablets twice a day in the easy-to-carry packet, and you're protected against the effects of aging, stress, and most of all, fatigue. Proven in 7 clinical trials, ProPax with NT Factor puts you ahead of your game. Solve the vitamin puzzle and beat the cost. Visit Wilner's today and ask for ProPax with NT Factor. It's recommended by me, Dr. Fred Vanini, Dr. V.
Okay, our old friend Bill Powers has been watching the traffic, and he's going to tell us about it.
Yeah, now we're having some problems over on the Gowanus as you travel in towards the canal. This report is sponsored by NAPA. It's emergency construction on the eastbound side. Now, that's not only tying up the Gowanus-BQE combo, but also both directions over at the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. So obviously, you want to steer clear. You might want to use the Manhattan Bridge or the Williamsburg Bridge or even the Brooklyn Bridge, for that matter, traveling between Manhattan and Brooklyn at this time. Over on the southbound side of the West Side Highway, there's an accident around 125th Street. Traffic is bumper to bumper back to the Cross Bronx Expressway. Now, the GW Bridge is okay heading into town. 10 minutes both directions at the Lincoln Tunnel. Holland Tunnel is going to cost you 10 in both directions as well. This December, hurry into any participating Napa Auto Parts store, and you get 57% off the Crescent Brand 128-piece tool set gift set on sale for just $49.99. See store for details. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who is expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
WOR.
We might not like to admit it, but when it comes to weight loss, calories do count. Eliminating sugar and other calorie-rich sweeteners is an obvious way to cut back, but so-called artificial sweeteners have obvious drawbacks. We've been looking for a natural, good-tasting, non-caloric sweetener for a long time, and it's finally here, stevia. Derived from the leaves of a natural plant from South America, this low-calorie sugar substitute has become extremely popular with those on carbohydrate-controlled diets and weight loss programs. Wilner Chemist is now offering a state-of-the-art line of stevia products in liquid dropper bottles, including new flavored versions, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, orange, and peppermint. They taste great, gluten-free, and organic. One or two drops is all you need. Stevia regular and the new flavored versions are now available from Wilner Chemist. Buy one 2-ounce bottle at our regular discount price and get a second 2-ounce bottle, you pick the flavor, at half price. What a deal. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, well, we can rejoin Don, but not Arnie. He's off today. We can also join Dr. Richard Podell, our medical co-host. We'll get back to our call with Elizabeth in a moment, because I need to remind you that as part of the Wilner Chemists' 100-year anniversary celebration, we have selected products from 12 companies on sale at one-half price. In addition, we have over 20 product lines on sale at discounts of 25, 30, 35, and 40% off list price. Check Wilner.com or stop by the store for the full listing. Okay, Elizabeth, we were answering your question. I'm going to make a general comment to you. It may or may not apply to you, but I think it applies to a lot of people who ask a question the way you did. You started off saying that you were diagnosed with high protein in your blood test.
Yes.
A lot of people sort of make the mistake of thinking that they need to treat the blood chemistry result rather than, or forgetting that what they really need to be doing is treating the underlying cause, if indeed there is a problem that the odd test result might be indicating. It's mm-hmm. just a test result. The high protein is something that tells your doctor that there may be a problem, and he's got to check to see if indeed that's the case.
Yeah.
So I know that it's just human nature to start, and it's great to start doing the research, you know, just in case it's this or just in case it's that. But I'm not sure if you're ready yet to start treating the condition, because I don't think you know what the condition is yet. Okay? You know, we see this all the time with men who have a high PSA, and they want to lower their PSA or treat the PSA. What do you have that'll reduce the level of my PSA test result? Well, that's not the point. The point is there a problem? Okay. Now, again, I don't know if I'm addressing your problem directly, or if I'm kind of misreading what your approach is, but I just wanted to kind of point that out, because I think you're worrying and you don't have all the information yet.
No, well, I have to do a hematology test, and I will mm-hmm. do it. However, given my particular scenario with Hashimoto's, I've also got, and this is something else that I have a small hiatus hernia, and apparently this could also be, it could indicate things in my blood too. And I don't know, I've been told that the hypothyroidism can create this kind of imbalance. And it certainly, when this blood test was taken, there was a lot of stress in my life, that's altered also now. So I will go through with the regulation medical procedure, but the question is does it ring any bells for you, and is there any...
Well, yeah, I think, I would like... you mentioned resveratrol and everything. I would suggest that you get back to us after you get the final evaluation and diagnosis, and then maybe we can suggest some supplements. At this point, I don't feel there's any basis for me or Dr. Podell recommending any particular supplements, because we don't really know what's going on. Dr. Podell, do you agree with me?
I agree.
Yeah. So I think for us over the radio, especially, it's a little bit too soon to be answering the question, should this supplement or that supplement be used by you, because we really don't know what your condition is. Okay? I mean, I'm not trying to avoid giving you an answer.
I understand,
So call us back, when you complete the work with your physician and do whatever additional testing is necessary, and he comes up with what he thinks is a true diagnosis, then talk to us and we'll see if we can be of some help, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, I wish you all the luck, all right? Okay, bye-bye. Let's just move on. Linda, if I'm Morristown, New Jersey, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I'm looking for something instead of fish oil or krill oil. because I'm vegan. So I was thinking of maybe an algae oil, but I was trying to see if anyone makes it, let's say, in a non-capsulated form. You know, just as the oil.
Well, I don't know about an algae oil. The usual vegetarian, the alternative to fish oils would be something like a flaxseed oil product.
Right, but I'm wondering with flaxseed about the conversion from A, is it A-L-A to
A-L-A? Well, yeah, but that's going to be the case for any a vegetable source. You're going to be getting something with ALA. Now,
algae oil would be ALA. Then.
Yeah, okay. Yes. I mean, I don't even know if there is an algae oil that would be appropriate. That's my suggestion. You know, this you would be the kind of person who would maybe what you're thinking of with the algae oil. You know, they get DHA. From algae in certain supplements, but I don't think that you can get the oil per se as a supplement. However, that if you can make do with just the DHA,
okay.
you might be able to get a supplement from algae that's primarily DHA. But you're saying you don't want it in a capsule form.
I have celiac disease, so I can't have anything with gluten.
Most of those kinds of products wouldn't have any gluten. Okay, you know.
Right.
But again, you can also look. You know, flaxseed oil may not be as good as the fish oil from the standpoint of the amount of preformed EPA DHA. But when you can't use fish oil, flaxseed oil is an excellent backup. Okay, so I would suggest that flaxseed oil would be the easiest alternative.
Okay.
Flaxseed oil, another option, again, depending on what your why you're looking for the omega-3 oils, another possibility is that you can go with a liquid that is rich in GLA. GLA is a different kind of essential fatty acid. However, it has very much the same action that EPA and DHA do. And GLA can be found in borage oil, in evening primrose oil, and in black currant oil. So that's another option for you, okay?
That's very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yep, bye-bye.
Dr. Podell, did you have any additional thoughts on that, or did I cover it?
You covered it entirely.
Ah, well, shucks. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, let me give you folks the phone number, because we do have a couple open lines and we have plenty of time left. 1-800-321-0710. If you want to talk to us nutritional supplement professionals, is that good grammar? Talk to us.
Talk to us.
The nutritional supplement professional. I knew it didn't sound right. This is your opportunity, okay? Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell at your service on the Wilner Window Radio Show. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's get to the next caller, and it's Jacqueline, who's also from Carr, Long Island. Gee, we had somebody else from Carr, Long Island during the first hour. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
Oh, thank you. Seeking your expertise.
Okay.
Just curious what you might suggest to manage somebody who's 95 years old that supposedly has a micro compression fracture of the disc.
Is this person taking nutritional supplements now? Calcium,
yes,
magnesium?
She takes fish oils, folic acid. She has rheumatoid arthritis, so she takes methotrexate as well, unfortunately. But she takes sublingual B complex.
But is she taking a calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D?
She takes vitamin D. She does take calcium supplements. I heard you talk about strontium once, and I just didn't know if that would be something that might be considered. She's been going on for 4 weeks from a fall, and it actually seemed to have gotten worse.
Yeah, okay, here's his thing. There's the acute treatment of the pain and so forth that you have from this collapsed disc. What you want, and then there's the prevention of having another collapsed, not disc, the vertebrae. The acute treatment, I think, has to be handled by the doctor. I mean, it may be that things like Zyflamend and other anti-inflammatories would be somewhat helpful. But basically, there's been a collapse, and there's a lot of strain and local inflammation around where the collapse has been. But what you want to do is prevent another one where we get back to the vitamin D, and you have to measure the level, calcium, magnesium, zinc, all the kind of good minerals, then vitamin K, and, you know, and yes, strontium would be one of the things you would consider in terms of building up the bone to prevent further deterioration.
Yeah, you know, a person of that age, of course, very often their total caloric intake is very limited. They may not be eating very much. So it becomes really difficult but very important to make sure that they're getting a nutritional supplementation. You know, their stomach acid may be low and so forth. So not, you know, you said she's taking a calcium, but it's important that she take really one of the better forms of calcium. It becomes especially important for someone in her condition. So I would suggest, if at all possible, stop by our stores, one of our stores, and bring a list of what she's actually using, what kinds of supplements is she taking, you know, because there are liquid calcium, magnesium products with vitamin D that would be easy for an older person. The calcium should be in the form of something like the citrate, not the carbonate. The magnesium preferably should also be in a well-absorbed form. Is she getting magnesium? You know, a lot of times people are taking a calcium and they're not getting the magnesium along with the calcium, which is very important also. So
I don't believe she takes a magnesium supplement. And all of the supplements that she does take were really suggested by myself. The doctor is basically managing her. He's not paying too much attention or really responding or recommending anything as far as supplements. He's giving her prednisone 20 milligrams twice a day, Valium for anxiety, and Ultram for pain.
Okay, good. Well, again, if she's not getting magnesium, you may want to look at that. Strontium is something you could add at the appropriate time, as Dr. Podell said.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Thank you, and good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, I'm afraid it's time for another break. The phone number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, please feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in a moment.
Health begins in the digestive tract, where we absorb nutrients and eliminate toxins. But we usually don't think a thing about our digestive system until it acts up with constipation, gas, or bloating, or heartburn, which is so widespread that I wrote a book to reduce the danger from acid-blocking drugs. The book is called Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and Other Acid Blockers. I'm certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics because it works for any digestive distress that readers may have or want to avoid. Why Dr. O'Hara's? The bacteria are alive. The capsules contain the nutrient-rich food in which the bacteria were fermented, and the caps also contain the compounds that good bacteria create naturally in self-defense. Those substances encourage the growth of other good bacteria while making life hard for harmful ones. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and accept no substitute.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com.
As you know, this is Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary. We're celebrating this event with sale, contests, and giveaways. Among the items on sale, we have six of our Phytotech herbal supplements featured at one-half price. Here are the products: Echinacea Golden Seal 90 Veggie Caps, Echina Acute Complex Liquids and Liquid Veggie Caps, Immune Complex Liquids, Relax AM and PM Liquids, and Ginkgo Biloba Leaf Liquids and Veggie Caps. All are on sale at one-half price. For more information, go to our website, wilner.com, or call 1-800 833-1106. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professional since 1911.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium for four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg, and I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell. We are your Wilner Chemist nutritional supplement professionals. At least Dr. Podell is an honorary Wilner Chemist nutritional supplement professional.
Yep.
Okay. A title that he cherishes and holds in high regard. Two things. I was listening to the commercial that Arnie read a moment ago, and I had forgotten that at Wilner's we have the Wilner Chemist Phytotech Ginkgo Biloba leaf, both liquids and veggie caps, on sale at one-half price. You know, we had a call, I guess it was during the first hour, asking about using ginkgo for children, and I recommended the liquid, either the regular tincture or the alcohol-free tincture. I forgot the ginkgo biloba from Wilner Chemists in both liquid and veggie caps, one-half price as part of our 100-year anniversary sale. Okay, also, before we get to the next caller, I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. As part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration, the two New Chapter products, Immunity Take Care Lozenges and Holy Basil Force Soft Gels, are on sale at one-half price. Okay. Now that we took care of all that, we can get to the phones. We have an interesting question, a good question, from Roger in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Roger. How can we help you today?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Two quick questions. One is supplements. Is it harmful to use supplements past their expiration date? And the second question is, when you're supposed to take supplements with food but it's impractical, do you still get value by taking them without food?
When it's impractical?
Yeah, the answers are no and yes.
No, these are some good questions, okay? The first question.
So are the answers.
Okay. Can you take supplements after the expiration date? The real answer is it depends. It depends on the kind of a supplement. Sometimes the answer is an absolute no with a capital N. Sometimes the answer could be a maybe, and sometimes the answer is yeah. Of course, it can also depend on how long after the expiration date, but here's why I say that. When you're talking about certain types of supplements, those that are very unstable, like, for example, a probiotic supplement, or another good example, a flaxseed oil supplement, to some degree even a fish oil supplement. Things like this, and to a lesser degree, but also in that category, would be the vitamins. Now, all of these things have limited shelf life. they will degrade gradually over time, depending on the conditions under which they're stored. If it's in an unopened bottle and it's been kept in a cool place, they will last longer than they will if you've opened the bottle and they're kept in a warm place or exposed to moisture. So if you're talking about a probiotic, I would say no, throw it away. If you're talking about a flaxseed oil, I would say no, throw it away. Fish oil, well, maybe you could open up one or two soft gels or open the bottle and smell it and see if it smells rancid. If it smells okay, then maybe you could take a chance and take it. Vitamins, same thing. You can often tell when the B vitamins start going bad, which really only means that they've lost their potency. They aren't going to form something harmful, okay? But they've lost the potency, and they'll start to smell bad. You know, the B vitamins start to take on a strong vitamin smell. Vitamin C will start turning brown. Again, it's not going to hurt you, but it's not going to be up to the potency claim. Now, on the other hand, if you're talking about a calcium supplement, the calcium magnesium supplement, probably not much going to go bad about a calcium supplement, all right? If it's in a flavor, if it's a liquid or a chewable flavored calcium, maybe as time goes on, the flavor might start to go a little bit bad, but the calcium is not going to go anyplace, okay? So if you're talking about mineral supplements and it's a little bit past the expiration date, I personally wouldn't worry about it. I would go ahead and take it. What about herbs? Well, If it's a dry herbal product, if it's a liquid tincture, again, to some degree it depends on the herb, but it's possible it's still good. You know, very often the manufacturer will kind of arbitrarily pick an expiration date, test it to see if it's okay to that date, or just base it on their experience, and you know, they'll put an overage in to make sure that it stays potent for whatever that period is. But again, like I say, if it loses some of the potency, it's not going to hurt you. It's just not going to have the full potency. Now, is that more than you wanted to know, Roger, or does that answer your question about the expiration date?
I guess I should have said specifically the two items I'm concerned about, which I have that are past their prime,
okay,
is a multivitamin and fiber.
Well, a fiber supplement probably, again, if the flavor hasn't gone bad, it's probably okay. You know, if it's got some kind of flavor to it. The multivitamin, again, the same thing. If you open the bottle and you get a strong smell of B vitamins, then you know that you've had some degradation. Is it going to hurt you? You know, if you're on a tight budget and you want to use it, go ahead and take it. But just realize it's probably not going to be up to full potency. But it's not going to hurt you.
How about my second question?
Okay, now the second question I've already forgot. That was
whether I could take vitamins that are supposed to be taken with food when it's impractical.
Well,
if I can take them without food, do I still get some
benefit? Taking them without food beats not taking them. Okay. Why do you take them with food? Well, usually most of these of the vitamins are derived from food, and the body will absorb them better when it is expecting food than it will when it's not expecting food. You'll have the enzymes being secreted, you'll have the hydrochloric acid being secreted. So for the optimal or best absorption, they should be taken with food. That doesn't mean that you won't get some activity if you take it without food. So if you can't take it with food, then it's best to take it without food, as long as it doesn't cause any upset to stomach or discomfort or anything like that.
One quick comment. Isn't krill oil from algae?
Krill oil is from krill. Krill oil. Krill are little teensy little shrimp-like crustaceans.
I always thought it was from algae.
Well, the krill eat algae, I think. So indirectly, it's from algae. But
I learned three things from you guys
today. Isn't listening to the Wilner Window a wonderful thing?
I listen to it every week faithfully, and I'm really disappointed when you preempt it.
Well, okay. Write to the radio. Write to Rutgers and tell them forget all these ridiculous basketball games and things. Okay. Well, you know what? I from the sound of that music, I have a funny feeling that our time is running out here, and I'm afraid we're going to have to pause for a little message about antioxidants, and we'll be right back. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did. Okay, well, it looks as if indeed it is time for us to wind things down this week. I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Immunity Take Care lozenges and Holy Basil Force soft gels, both now on sale at one-half price at Wilner Chemists. New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. You're invited, by the way, to visit us at either Wilner Chemist store in Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, a block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. See you next week. Thanks to Ira and Noah in the control room.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.
This has been a podcast from WOR.